We have Sir Richard Branson here. Welcome to Suzy Radio, Richard.
A pleasure.
I always wonder, what's it like being Richard Branson?
99.9% of the time, it's delightful. I've been very fortunate. I have a wonderful family, great kids. The most challenging life, you know, with wonderful variety. Whether it's the airline or whether it's now obviously with space travel coming up. Just every day is a new challenge. So very blessed, very very fortunate, and enjoy almost every minute of it.
Well, I've always wondered what keeps you going, because every time I look in the papers, you always seem to be doing something new.
I'm in a fortunate position to. To be able to make a difference and to keep challenging myself and challenge the people around me. I love living and working on a beautiful island. I'm lucky that I'm able to do that. But equally, you know, I'm not the sort of person who wants to sit on the beach. So, I like to be active. And if there's a challenge to overcome, I'd love to see if I can overcome it.
Yeah, I'm sure. I mean, I've always wondered if you'll ever retire. I mean, hopefully you've put a bit aside for a rainy day. But do you ever imagine yourself retiring?
I don't, actually. I don't. I can understand people wanting to retire from a thoroughly boring job.
Yes.
But I can't understand anybody wanting to retire if they're enjoying what they're doing. I thoroughly enjoy what I'm doing. So
yes.
I think I will continue until I drop.
You don't strike me as somebody who's going to sit there and watch daytime TV.
I think that, I as a kid, I was not allowed to watch television. I had to get out and, my parents maybe get out and do things. I'd rather be doing things than watching other people doing things. So I'm just lucky to be in that position in my life.
Yeah, well, some would say you've created a lot of your luck. I mean, when I run a management courses and things like that, and I say, who are your role models, who inspires you? Without meaning to sound sycophantic, but your name's always in that sort of top three. And I've always wondered if I was able to ask, who are your role models?
I've met hundreds of people in my lifetime who I've admired enormously. I think we have an organisation called the Elders that try to resolve conflicts in the world, and there's 12 men and women on the as part of the Elders, and the person who chaired it recently was Archbishop Tutu, who. Used to oversee the Truth and Reconciliation Courts in South Africa with Nelson Mandela. He's a remarkable individual. He's got a wonderful sense of humour. And for an archbishop, he cracks some great jokes. last week he was very upset about Nigeria imposing a law to send gay people to prison for 20 years. And he came out with a statement which says, if I go to heaven and I find God is a homophobe, I will immediately ask him to send me to the other place, which I just thought was beautiful for an archbishop. Anyway, so I think it's great to talk out on serious issues, but do it with a wry sense of, a wry smile.
Well, you've always struck me as somebody who's kept their sense of humour, but you are dealing with big, you always take on big things, don't you? You don't ever do anything small.
I'm in a position to be able to take on big things, and obviously, you're in the Crawley area. I mean, 30 years ago this year, we landed with one second-hand 747 into Crawley and started Virgin Atlantic, and people didn't think we had much chance of surviving more than a year or two, and it's fantastic that all the wonderful staff at Virgin Atlantic have not only kept it going for 30 years, but kept the spirit of Virgin Atlantic going, and it's still a delight and a pleasure for people to travel on. So, they've had a few battles, So I think it's been exciting.
Yes.
Starting ventures like that.
I always think, what kind of keeps you thinking, no, I'm doing the right thing, I'm going to fight this?
I think if you believe in what you're doing, and if the team of people around you believe in what they're all doing, then you rally.
So what do you put your energies into at the moment?
Well, mainly not-for-profit. We're set up businesses, but on a not-for-profit basis. So and businesses to address issues. So we set up the Carbon War Room, which is a not-for-profit to try to work with industry to try to get carbon out of all the various industries in the world that are putting out a lot of carbon. We're working with an organisation called the Oceanic Elders to try to protect our oceans, to try to create more marine reserves. We've got the Elders, which is an organisation that's out there to try to deal with conflicts in the world.
Mm.
We set up something called the B Team, which is to try to rally businesses to try to become forces for good. So if every business leader can try to adopt a problem in this world and apart from creating jobs, and making a difference in their business, but if they could adopt another problem, I think we could overcome most of the problems in the world.
Yeah, I don't know. When do you sort of fit in time to sleep? Do you sleep?
I sleep's important, so I sleep well, so I'm lucky.
I first became a manager, I got quite stressed thinking I've got to do an appraisal for this one person, and their work experience is dependent upon me, and that's one person. And you, I don't know how many people that are employed, but you've got thousands of people. I don't know how I wouldn't be stressed out with that. You never seem to be, but I don't know what the secret is.
Well, I think in some ways it's more stressful and more difficult when you're building something which is very small than when you've got, we've got maybe 60,000 people who work for Virgin, but we've got, I can find great people to run the company, I learned the art of delegation quite early on.
Right.
And that sort of, the whole stress of the financial stress is not on my shoulders as much as it used to be when we were really small company struggling to build it. So, anyway, life's not too bad at all. I've got no complaints. I'd be a sad person if I did have anything.
Yeah, I think so, yeah. I mean, I was just going to ask you a couple more questions, the very quick ones. And at Christmas, what on earth does Sam and Holly have to get you?
Well, I think their presence is all that matters at Christmas. And we're a very close-knit family. We haven't missed a Christmas or any holidays together ever really. I'm sure that they would say the same thing in reverse. We're lucky as a family that Joan and I have been together for nearly 35 years, and,
yes.
And we've got that stability and lots of love, so it works well. It's important. My wife is very much from a working class Glaswegian family. She used to sleep with five other kids in her bed, so they just had one bedroom. And so she's very, very down to earth. She keeps me down to grounded, and that's I think that's been positive for the kids, and it's a much happier life that way than the reverse.
Yeah, well, they both seem very together. I mean, you often say that when you see them. All right, then, last question. Any tips then for any budding entrepreneurs that are listening? If you had to sort of go back again, what, if you had to give just a handful of tips, what would they be?
Well, you just have to think what is an entrepreneur? An entrepreneur is somebody who creates a business that makes positive difference to other people's lives. So if you've got a good idea like that, screw it, just get on and do it, and make sure you get lots of great people around you who equally believe in what you want to do, and hopefully you won't fall flat on your face, and hopefully you'll build something really special.
Brilliant. Okay, thank you ever so much, Richard. Really appreciate your time, and good luck wherever you're doing next, and thank you again.
Wonderful. Well, thank you very much.